Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Yes, sir, just gone 8:07 Central African Time, and yes, sir, that time of the morning where you are on the program Consciously Connected, and so much of our news coming through. And I can tell you, yes, sir, Suleimani, so talking about Sunak. Will Sunak be another Kanak? Harun, they in London? I don't know. Well, Boniface, yeah, you back on board. Good to have you on board. And yes, as we said, we will make Harun from London happy this morning, as we will try and get our Adam Kamda to start off the show with the Indian Ocean, with such a beautiful blue sky, a light breeze coming through, and really smell it with me. Breathe in, people. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in. Hold it in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Adam Kamda, I want to know if you're there. Adam Kamda, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Are you there on the yonder, on your 13th floor, and looking down at the ocean with the motion and the blue skies in your eyes? Your contact lens don't need any adjustments. They're blue, just like that. Adam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And how are you doing?
Well, welcome, salam, Shafat. Yes, how did you know 13 is my lucky number? I'm not quite on the 13th floor, but yes, I do have a lovely view of the ocean. Can you hear me, Shafat? This line is dead on my side.
Okay, I can hear you loud and clear, and you're sounding good. And I think the clear blue skies has something to do with that. But you're not on the 13th floor, so I know you're in an aeroplane, so they don't have number 13 there. So we'll skip it. How's that, Adam?
Yes, Shafat, I did notice the last time I flew, I looked for the row 13, but there just wasn't. It goes from 12 to 14. But I'm finding recently that the hotels are still using the number 13. So my lucky number follows me all over, and I have been fortunate enough to book into those rooms, Shafat.
Hey, you're a lucky guy. Now we know that. You know, a baker's dozen. No, he's not a 12. He's 13. Because Adam is a world-class chef. Tell us, Adam, I've heard from the oceans, there's a motion, and they say that the Dorados are coming and are actually shouting, Adam, Adam, catch us. Is that true, Adam?
Yes, Shafat, Dorado is one of my favorite fish to catch. I went out last weekend hunting for them because I did see reports of ones and twos coming out, but very sporadic reports. When the Dorados come thick, Shafat, you get huge shoals and all the usual spots, you know, around the ships and around areas where there's reefs and where there's structures and where there's floating debris, you'd find Dorado prolifically. But my trip out last weekend, I just couldn't find those Dorado, Shafat. Having said that, more pictures are streaming in the last couple of days, and I think Dorado definitely are here. But the forecast for today was for fresh southwesterly winds. As I stand here, I can see white horses on the ocean. So I'm not on the water yet. The conditions are predicted to improve through the day. So maybe after 12, I might head out to see Shafat.
Yeah, after midday, you'll be there. But will you be taking your brunch with, or you decide your breakfast, or you'll be having all the chow on the ship, or on your boat, sorry?
Yes, Shafat, I'm going to go to township and have a big brunch with family and spend some family time. Then my day will be free for the rest of the day, either to help out in the shop or head out to see Shafat.
Absolutely brilliant. And, you know, Allah bless you for that. You motivate the Ummah to be family. You know, and the beauty of having a united family, Adam, you know, it gives you so much more confidence. And in the back of your mind, you don't have to worry about that toxic person or that toxic person or that pollution, or like the Durban Indian Ocean, Umshlanga, and all those other areas, the sewage going through Amgeni and Blue Lagoon and all that. Nothing toxic, Adam. Talk to us about that.
Yes, Shafat, I think modern generation undervalues the elderly. You know, it's only when you lose a loved one that you pine for that time. You know, you wish you had spent more time with them. So it's time to open your eyes and look around you and see who are loved around you and spend as much time as you can with them, do activities with them, make amazing memories with them. You know, you really cherish them. So while you have that opportunity, do it, Shafat, because later on, you know, you don't want to have those regrets.
Kali heard what Adam said, and he embraced, you know, his dad. He's still, he's taking care, like, dad is like diamond for him. He's been, I mean, I'm telling the whole world, you were mama's boy. I'm 100% sure about that. You were mama's boy. And, you know, we make special du'as for mom, that Allah gives her the highest stages of Jannah, Jannah al-Firdaus, and all our moms that have made a parda from this dunya. But am I right? You were mama's boy, Adam?
Yes, Shafad, I was really close to mom. She always, you know, we always had one-on-ones, long chats. And from a young age, she allowed us into the kitchen. Was never overprotective to say that, you know, stay away from the oven or stay away from the frying pan, you're going to get burnt. Always let us explore our talents. And that's why I have a love for food and a love for cooking, Shafad. I always share my recipes with you. So definitely have very fond memories of mom. Think of her every single day, always make dua for her. And to all those listeners out there as well who's lost loved ones, you know, Allah give them Jannat, and Allah make it easy for you to get over it as well.
How fortunate you are, Adam. Yeah, you are on a platform. Over 2-3 million people around the world listening to you. Your podcast is called up all the time and they're listening. And every time you mention your mom there, they say, Ameen, Ameen. So fortunate indeed. And you know what? I embrace you and celebrate you for that. You deserve it because of your big heart that you have. Well, yeah, there's a question on the screen that says, Assalamu alaikum, Adam Kamdar. So good to have you opening the batting with Uncle Shaf. He's my batsman. Adam, you played cricket anytime?
No, Shafad. Somehow I just didn't get into any of the sports except fishing, Shafad. Fishing is my life and my passion. I haven't played soccer or cricket or any of those usual sports, Shafad.
Okay, you heard that, people. Yes, I opened the batting. I played table tennis. I played soccer. I played squash. And oh, I just want to stop it. Badminton. And name it. I did it all. But alhamdulillah. But Adam, if I met Adam then, hey, he would be playing all those games with me. Listen to him on air, people. He's flowing with me. So you cannot imagine how he would have flowed with the runs. We'd have broken Hashim's 313. Well, Hash, you listening? Yeah, it's a challenge. You can challenge Adam and I now. We'll break your record. But Adam, there's a question here that says, Assalamu alaikum. I want to know what type of trace or bait do I use for Dorados? I never fished in my life, but I'm going to buy a rod now because you have motivated me to go and catch Dorado. Can a novice catch Dorados? And he wants to know what trace and what rod he must buy, Adam.
Yes, Shafad, Dorado is caught far out at sea. So first you need to get a boat and then you get to tackle. But the easier way, Shafad, is to book a charter. Our local charter industry, you know, is really well equipped. We've got skippers who've got decades of experience. And right now, as the season starts, you know, you would find boats like Simply the Best Fishing Charters, skippered by Jakes, would, you know, be really on the forefront. There's others like Linsky and Yellow Belly Charters, Ibrahim's Must Catch. You know, there's lots of options. And they will all put you on the fish. And we've already seen photos of Linsky coming back with like about 6 or 8 Dorado on one trip. So the easiest way is to book a charter. But having said that, we just had a fishing clinic at our club, Sipingi Beach Keyboard Club, on Friday evening. And then Mick Clark went through a lot of traces. He showed us how to tie the haywire twist to make a kuta trace. But he also mentioned, very interestingly, that the Dorado will even eat from a wire trace. So a lot of anglers have this misconception that you must use fluorocarbon or nylon on your trace with a pink skirt, and that's the only time the Dorado will bite. But Mick says, even if you're out there, you see any floating structure, put out your kuta trace with a live bait, and if the Dorados are there, they will just swallow them. So you could use a kuta trace, you could use a dedicated Dorado trace, which will be a small swivel, like a number 8 swivel, tied to a fluorocarbon of about a meter to 1.2 meters. Put a pink skirt on that, and then your normal J-hook. So this on the J-hook, you would pin your live baits and flick that out. That would be your normal live bait trace for Dorado. Or if you are trawling, you can use a Kona. You can use the Kona. It's like a squid-shaped lure that you pull behind the boat on the surface of the water and make sure you have a good spread, which means the lures are swimming, you know, just slightly out of your wash, or some of them slightly in the wash of your motors. And then you can even dress the hooks on your corners as well with strip baits, Shafad. So if the bite is a bit slow, put some strip baits on and you can catch dorado and even tuna with that, Shafad.
I tell you, beautiful indeed. Yeah, you have to. Yeah, you know what? You can't butter Adam. Adam, if he's got space, he may take your brother. But I don't know where you're from, but yeah, this is it. You have to book a charter if you don't have your own boat and go in. Adam, yeah, Gigi Foy said, Adam Bar, recip this morning. What you got for Gigi Foy and our listeners this morning, Adam?
Yes, Shafar. Today I'll share with you one of the easiest chicken recipes that's ever been put together. So you start with a fillet of chicken. You slice it into two so that you hold it horizontally and you slice it so that you basically open it up into two smaller full fillets, if you understand what I mean. Then you flash fry it in a frying pan in some butter, fry it at about a minute on each side just to sear the outside. Then you lay this on a baking on a metal baking dish, on top, you season it with salt and pepper or even with extra spices of your choice. Then you layer a layer of basil pesto on it. My favorite is the henna brand that's available in Johannesburg. I don't know if they've reached Durban yet. Use the basil pesto, smear it on the chicken. Then put a thick slice of mozzarella cheese on each fillet and top that with a slice of tomato on that. You can season the tomato with salt and pepper as well. Bake this for about 20 minutes on 180 degrees. Make sure it's the chicken is cooked all the way through and your cheese is nice and melty. And then just garnish it with some fresh basil leaves and serve immediately, Shafad.
I tell you, healthy. You know what? When you're healthy, you are wealthy and you're wise. Is that true, Adam?
Yes, Shafad. I think also we all look for medicines, but there's lots of medicines in nature. You know, lots of walking on the promenade, get your sun, get the air in your lungs, and eat wholesome food, Shafad. Eat fresh foods. Don't eat processed foods. And then your health will be your wealth, Shafad.
Absolutely, Adam, you know, and getting that morning breeze and getting up early morning and, you know, you're worshipping and you're taking in that air, that morning air. You know what? That is health. I mean, you can't even buy that. That is one of the most beautiful, refreshing antidotes that takes away all illnesses. Your thoughts?
Absolutely, Shafar. There are so many more benefits to the rituals in our religion that then meets the eye. Just the practice of getting up before sunrise and acknowledging your maker. And then, you know, you have a lot of barakat in your day. You have the whole day ahead of you. You are able to watch the sun come up. You have a little bit of peace time to yourself before rushing off to work. And that makes a huge difference to your quality of life, Shafad.
Well, I tell you, Adam, you add freshness to broadcasting, especially when you're in the promenade and you're overlooking. You like the mayor of Durban. No, you like more than a mayor. You're like the Induna of Durban, looking at the oceans and giving us a report. And I tell you, one day, Fauzia Peer is listening, Ibrahim Badacha is listening, Ahmed Parak is listening, the Member of Parliament listening to you. They will give you an unexpected call and bestow you with the honor and a title of Mr. Durban. And the Italian will say, Mr. Durban. Hey, I know, I was with one Italian. Hey, I like Durban. I said, I like it too. Adam, your parting words.
Yes, Shafad, I was born and brought up in Durban, with Durban in my veins. I'll always be an ambassador for Durban. I don't need any medals or accolades or titles, Shafad. I just love Durban and I will always encourage people to come and visit and enjoy my city. You know, I share it with international visitors as well. I try and share all my fishing photos and make Durban look so beautiful and let them come and visit. We need the visitors, Shafad, and encourage everyone to come down and support our local industries, the hotel industries, the restaurants, and the fishing charters. Thanks for a lovely show and a great platform, Shafad. Salams to you and the listeners.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to our Adam Kamda, forever fresh, a wonderful gentleman, a beautiful human being.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.